President George W. Bush started it. President Obama expanded it. The U.S. is engaged in a major drone war, and it's not just against militants in Pakistan and Afghanistan, but in Yemen and Somalia, too. And the man behind this blossoming and controversial drone warfare program is John Brennan, the president's choice to head the CIA. Brennan is sure to face a lot of questions about this topic during his nomination hearings on Capitol Hill.
Joining us with more, Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge. Catherine, as always, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
It seems the drone campaign keeps broadening. Is that true?
This is true. When you look at the data, and really the best data around is compiled by a group called the Long War Journal. They collect what's called open source intelligence and public reporting. And what they've shown is a dramatic expansion of the drone campaign in Yemen, about a 300% increase between 2011 and 2012. And what's striking in the most recent data is that the number of drone strikes we now see in Yemen is on par with what we have in Pakistan. And Pakistan has always been the center for al-Qaeda. So what this tells us is really two things. This administration has chosen to expand the drone campaign and that they also see the rising threat or the hub for al-Qaeda in places like Yemen, Somalia, and North Africa.
Now, civil liberties groups have been stridently opposed to drone strikes. What's their criticism?
Well, I think one of the primary criticisms is that we are not at war with a country like Yemen or with Pakistan, yet we are targeting individuals in those countries for death. And they say, and I don't mean it to sound flip, if we're going to target individuals in Yemen and we're not at war in that country, what really stops the U.S. government from using a drone in Montreal, Canada? And that may seem a little flip, but that's the argument. They also say that there's too much secrecy surrounding this program. And, you know, earlier this month, this federal judge decided that the government didn't have to release the legal justification for the targeted killing of the American Anwar al-Awlaki, who was the cleric at the mosque in Falls Church, Virginia, and other Americans. So it's really twofold. We're not at war in these countries, yet we're using drones. And number two, there's too much secrecy over the mechanism for launching the strike.
Now, last 20 seconds, Catherine. What does the nomination of John Brennan for CIA director mean for the drone program?
Well, it means that it becomes front and center in the nomination hearings. It also is a sign that the Obama administration is doubling down on the program. When you talk to intelligence officials in this administration and those under the Bush administration, they say this program is vital, but they also understand that there needs to be a better public consensus, a building of public consensus behind it, that it is not arbitrary and that there is a very seasoned and logical progression to making it on one of these targeting lists, but that has not happened under this administration, nor under the Bush administration.
Thanks as always, Catherine.
Thank you.